Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Denise Beaudin with us, and Jen Abreu with us. She's the executive director and co-founder of Redemption Row. Let's bring Jen in now if we can. Jen, tell us about Redemption Row.
Hi, George.
Hi.
So, yeah, Redemption Row, that was a passion project that began during COVID when I was locked out of going inside the facilities during the pandemic. And I had spent a lot of time with a lot of individuals inside a maximum security prison, training them in conflict resolution. And they decided that even during the lockdown, they still needed to have some positive prison programming, because even though people like myself were unable to come in and provide self-help workshops, the parole board was still holding hearings via video conference.
Uh-huh.
And that created kind of a catch-22. How can you be prepared for the parole board and not be able to have the benefits of self-help groups, because the volunteers are locked out of the prison? And so what ultimately had to happen was I had to rely on these very amazing human beings that I had trained for several years in nonviolence and communication skills. And we banded together, and I said, I'm going to send you information and curriculum and reading material, and you guys are going to do this on your own without me physically being there. And they did. And so Redemption Row was created, and my lead teammate, Mr. Joel Baptiste, came to me and said, I have a guy we need to work on, and he is getting ready to go to parole board. And I said, okay, great, what can we do? And he said, well, he's kind of a special individual. I said, all right, well, everybody in there is special, so tell me what makes this person super special. And he said, well, he's been denied parole 15 times. And I thought, my gosh,
what did this guy do? Yeah.
Yeah, right? And so he's not telling me who he is. He just keeps hyping him up. And he said he's an elderly prisoner. He said he's just absolutely adored by the prison population. And we've all just, see him as, this wise sage. And he said he's a very good friend of mine. And I really believe if given the chance, we can work with him over time. His parole board is not going to be for another year. However, I think if we spend some time, we can work with him, and we can get him to be able to articulate a strong demonstration of self-awareness, because that's really where his hang-up is just articulating his strong points. And I said, cool, like, we can do that. And he said, it's Sirhan Sirhan.
Wow.
I went, oh, like, is it? Are you punking me? Like, is this real? And he said, no, this is my friend. And I said, well, then your friend is my friend, and let's do this.
I wonder.
And so, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Finish up. Then I want to get
to
some.
Yeah. So we put together an entire, like, 1 year plan, and that was, consisted of a lot of academic material that was evidence based on shame, guilt, violence, a lot of intersectional curriculum as well, and I would copy things and send them into to Mr. Baptiste. And, you know, in the meantime, Mr. Baptiste is putting together a team of individuals that can also help him. And so he put together a very, very diverse team, and they worked very well together, the three of them, Cameron and Artie and Joelle, and they spent numerous hours with Sirhan, walking the track with him, visiting with him, talking about childhood trauma, how to process, situational violence, and how to articulate certain macro issues into your own personal life, and what do certain terms, what do they mean? And we were able to, over an entire year, get him to a point where he really did understand the core of his rehabilitation. Although he has set a benchmark in correction rehabilitation, and he needed to articulate that. And it's much like, kind of like what a resume coach, a mm-hmm. career coach does for people on the outside. And what we did was just help him understand the amazing things that he's done and get him to that point where he can feel confident in himself and demonstrating who he is as an individual. And we were met with great success with that.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As you know, Jen, I've had on the program Robert F. Kennedy Jr. We've had Paul Schrade, who was a wounded victim in that horrible situation. They all believe that there was another gunman involved, and another member of the Kennedy family believes that as well. Was any of that considered by the parole board, which agreed to parole Sirhan Sirhan, but the governor said no?
Right. So here's this. When we're dealing with parole, what parole is not a forum to re-litigate case. And this is the forum to demonstrate self-awareness. That's what it is. And so as we present an individual to parole, we are not wanting to dive into the machinations of their case. What we want to do is stick to the criteria that the parole board sets forward, which is a rubric that they literally have to check the boxes to make sure that this person is not a danger to society, regardless
of their crime. In 1989, Sirhan Sirhan appeared on the Inside Edition program with David Frost. And I watched clips of that, Jen, and he didn't deny the shooting. I mean, he didn't say he did, but he explained reasons why he was upset and things like that, that, you know, he feels as if Kennedy basically betrayed the Palestinian people at a time when he should have been supporting them. But it was a strange interview where he just sounded like he was guilty. Have you seen that clip?
I have. I've watched it several times.
Is my perception right about that? I mean, he doesn't deny it.
I guess short answer, yes. Long answer, no. And I will tell you from a rehabilitative standpoint, what I see is a young man who, you know, you have to understand that Sirhan at the time of his trial, you know, what his lawyers were ultimately trying to do was spare him from the death penalty,
right?
And so they were trying to get him to be seen as somebody who was mentally incompetent. And what we have in the case of Sirhan, and I'm sure many, many men, is an ego and a shame factor. And he did not, and this is well documented, did not want to be seen as someone that was crazy, that was out of his mind. It was greater for him to accept guilt and say, of course I did this, you know, rather than be seen as mentally incapacitated.
Right. He kind of yelled that out in court, didn't he?
And he did, right. And this was kind of like a last stance, although, you know, it's one of those situations where you have like, I don't want people to think that I'm mentally incapacitated, so I'm going to do a crazy thing, right? So we on the outside looking in can see that as being like, why would you do that? But none of us have been in that position. And when you're in that inside that microcosm and inside that fishbowl, that seems like a rational decision is to do that. And yeah, the David Frost interview isn't great. It isn't great, but it explains a lot of things, and it's easily debunked, right?
What I found fascinating about that interview is that Sirhan had the gun on him because he went to a gun range, had heard about a special rally that was going to be in the area, and then heard about this other one and decided to go. And he was in an area that Robert Kennedy was not even supposed to be walking through, that they changed the route, and it took him right by where Sirhan Sirhan was. Had they not changed the route, he never would have seen him in the first place. I found that to be interesting.
Well, it's also very noteworthy that Sirhan himself has said that, you know, after he left the gun range, he wanted to go play pool, or he went to Bob's Big Boy, which, by the way, now that I think about it, Bob's Big Boy was the last free meal on the streets that Sirhan ever had, and that sort of breaks my heart. But that Sirhan had left the gun range and went to Bob's Big Boy and had food and socialized with his friends, and he wanted to, one of his friends wanted to go shoot pool, and Sirhan declined, and he wanted to go down to where these parties were downtown. And what? I mean, in a, you know, array of events, this is where we end up.
Let's get some of these clips in here, Jen, before the break.
Of course.
Let's start with our first one. We've got four short clips that were done for the Redemption Row, the not-for-profit organization. Let's listen to our first clip.
To begin, I want to say thank you to everyone who has supported me and believed in me through the many, many years of my incarceration. The letters and cards I've received from all ages, all walks of life, from all over the world, bring me happiness and hope that I will be granted my freedom and be able to be a positive member of society. The legal workers, researchers, authors, documentarians, and activists who have worked on my case over the years have sacrificed oftentimes more than their time and money. I am forever grateful and indebted to you. Thank you. I also wanted to thank Jen and the entire Redemption Row California team for working with me closely leading up to my successful parole hearing on August 27, 2021, for their continued support in my rehabilitative programming, even after I was found suitable for parole, and by providing me with this opportunity to be heard and to express myself to everyone listening.
His English is very, very good, Jen.
Of course it is. I mean, he's been in the U.S. for almost 70 decades now. So, of course, his English is very good. He's an extremely articulate and thoughtful individual. He chooses his words very precisely. And he, I've never physically walked the track in prison with their hand, but those that have said that when he's engaged in conversation with people, sometimes he'll say a word and he will want to make sure that the other person that's receiving his conversation understands the context behind the words that he says. So he's very thoughtful.
Let's listen to another one of the clips. Here
when
we go.
I began working with Redemption Row, Jen's inside team of facilitators took me on a deep journey of self-awareness, insight, and empathy. They took the time with me each day to discuss the positive factors in my life, which led me to make impulsive decisions, helping me understand myself on a level I had not been able to process or articulate in the past. Working with them for over a year was a defining factor in my success during my board hearing.
When you just hear him talking like that, you really wonder, this isn't the same kind of guy. This guy's different.
Of course he is. Of course he is. And that is what rehabilitation sounds and looks like. And this man, your listeners need to understand, this man is 78 years old, okay? He has been incarcerated over 53 years. That is over half a century.
Yeah, he's on the home stretch now, isn't he?
He really is. And he has put in the most work when it comes to his rehabilitation. And I cannot emphasize this enough, that Sirhan truly embodies the entire CDCR population. And what I mean by that is this. Sirhan was a youthful offender, which means he was under the age of 26 at the age of his life crime.
Right, right.
Which means that, you know, medical professionals have said that the brain is not fully developed, right, prior to the age of 26, which allows people to make irrational and impulsive decisions. So Sirhan was under the age of 26 at his life crime. Not only that, but Sirhan was sent to death row. Then his sentence was commutated to life in prison. He's also an immigrant. He's also an elderly prisoner. Sirhan really checks all the boxes of everybody that is in prison. So, if Sirhan is found suitable for parole, guess what that means, George? Everybody sees the light. Everybody knows. If Sirhan can get found suitable for parole, I can too.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.